It has been a terrible week for attacks on the elderly in Norwich, but some of them seem to have given almost as good as they got. An 88-year-old woman was mugged, but beat her assailant with her walking stick. A disabled woman in a wheelchair was attacked, but he got his foot caught in the footplate of her wheelchair and she punched him in the face. A whole group of Good Samaritans came to help a lady who was attacked in Anglia Square. A much younger disabled person had a bad experience when there was no room for her in an Abellio Anglia London-bound train for her wheelchair. We start with the three attacks. An 88-year-old woman has described the horrifying moment she was knocked to the ground during a mugging in Norwich. The victim had returned from a wonderful day out with a friend when she was robbed close to her home. Detectives are hunting for the robber who targeted the woman at about 6 p.m. on Monday in Golden Dog Lane. The pensioner let out a scream when the man jumped out between a car and a van and grabbed her bag. She held on to it and beat the man with her walking stick, but was knocked to the ground. "I won't let that beat me. I've got to this age. They can't stop me now. I am angry, and it's a good thing it wasn't one of those frail old people, but I was livid," she said.
A disabled woman fought back against an attacker who punched her in the head in an attempt to steal a precious gold ring. The woman, who relies on a wheelchair, was attacked in Mile Cross last week as she went to collect raffle prizes for a charity event. The man grabbed her, punched her in the temple, and snatched a ring that was gifted to her by her late son-in-law. But as he tried to flee, the man got his foot caught in the footplate of the electric wheelchair. He dropped the ring, and the woman punched him in the face, throwing him off balance. She guarded the ring with her wheelchair as he fled. She said, "I just felt numb. I knew he looked dodgy, but I never thought for a minute he would attack me."
An Anglia Square incident sees a female victim chase off a robber. Good Samaritans leapt to the aid of an elderly mugging victim in the second attack of its kind in the city in the space of a week. The woman was helped by at least two men and another woman after having her bag snatched while in Anglia Square. The robbery took place at around 4:40 p.m. on Thursday the 15th of November, just 3 days after an 88-year-old woman was mugged in an alleyway near Golden Dog Lane. In Thursday's incident, the woman chased the robber who dropped the bag before fleeing. Now police are on the hunt for witnesses to the two incidents. An Anglia Square business owner said it was no surprise that so many people came to her aid, with one saying, "If anything happens around here, everybody rallies round."
A wheelchair user was left feeling degraded after spending 2 hours in a cold train corridor when no wheelchair space was provided. Anna Wall, 24, arrived at Norwich Station on Tuesday afternoon for the 2:30 p.m. service to London, but was told by a guard there was no wheelchair space on the train. Miss Wall, who is an English literature PhD student from Norwich, had to be in London for a meeting at 5 p.m. and was annoyed when staff suggested she got another train. Miss Wall admits that things have improved in recent years, as when she was younger and needed to go to the hospital, she would have to travel in the luggage compartment, but says there is still a long way to go. A Greater Anglia spokesperson said that they had offered Miss Wall compensation and were fixing the defective carriage. "We want to make it easy for people with disabilities to travel with us, and although staff may suggest travelling on an alternative train if their planned one fails to meet their needs, we will always respect our customers' wishes and do our best to get them to their destination," he said.
The title for today's first feature is "Goodbye and God Bless, Bishop Graham." With a heart for people and a head for action, the Lord Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, has won friends across his diocese. The man who once appeared in the Guinness Book of Records talked to Rowan Mantell about roller coasters, royals and religion ahead of his retirement. The feature's read by Ree Chakrabarty.